The Vice President Kwesi Queen Amisa Arthur left Accra today for Cotonou, Benin, to attend the West Africa Regional Consultations of the Eminent Persons Group of the African Caribbean and Pacific ACP Group. The conference, which starts today and ends on Friday, will deal with the poverty and deprivation of member countries in the light of emerging global economic dynamics and consideration. It was accompanied by high-ranking government officials, including the Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, former Minister of Health, Alban Sumani Bagbin, and former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Alhaji Mohamed Momuni. Also attending the meeting is the United Nations Special Representative for Darfur, Dr. Mohamed Ibn Chambers. The terms of reference of the Eminent Persons Group of the ACP, among other things, is to critically assess the outcomes of the Ambassadorial Working Group on the future perspective of the ACP Group. In addition, the group is to take stock of the ACP's 38 years of existence based on identified achievements and shortcomings. The meeting is expected to come out with a communique on pertinent economic and social issues impacting on member countries.
The registration of state vehicles as directed by government has begun alongside that of commercial and private vehicles at the DVLA offices across the country. 2,913 government vehicles are expected to be registered by the 21st of this month. Speaking on our current affairs program focus, the acting chief executive officer of the DVLA, Rudolph Beckley, said the registration has so far been smooth, as strategies have been put in place to ensure that the two exercises do not interfere with each other.
We have come up with a schedule for the registration of government vehicles. We are dealing with 25 ministries and 11 or 10 regional coordinating councils. In total, we are looking at an estimate of 15,000 of such vehicles to re-register. From the 6th to 21st of January 2014, we are looking at registering 2,913 vehicles belonging to five ministries. I'm talking about Ministry of Transport, Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Interior, and Ministry of Fisheries, as well as Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology. It started from the 6th of January and it's ending on the 21st. Why are we taking only five of these ministries out of the lot? Because of the current pressure on us by virtue of the registration exercise that is currently going on for the public. As I speak with you now, all the documents of this first phase have been retrieved. Number plates are ready to be embossed on these vehicles to make sure that we comply with the schedule for the first phase. So everything is going on as per plan. We don't have any hitch at the moment. When we are done with this first phase, we move on to the second phase, which starts from the 20th of January to the 20th of February. And under this, we have as many as six ministries. We have understood the capacity we have, and that is why we have scheduled the government registration exercise not to put more on us in terms of pressure.
Mr. Beckley also said the automation of its services has gone a long way to discourage corruption and the activities of Goro Boys.
Goro has been an albatross on the neck of the operations of DVLA for some time, to the extent that at the end of the day, if you're not careful, they will just deliver to you very fake documents. And that is why we all must be very concerned about our operations. And those of us who access the services of the DVLA must have it in mind that the best we can do to contribute towards safety on the road is to access a DVLA official or a DVLA operative who has a tag around his neck and is clothed in a gear that presents him as a DVLA officer. We have also taken a lot of proactive steps to ensure that activities of Goro does not reach into our environment. What we have done is to ensure that we automate our systems. You cannot even embark on registration online. All these things we have done to ensure that we keep incidents or activities of Goro at bay. Now, the way we have done the system, it is to the extent that we are going to issue what we call electronic roadworthy sticker. So that if your vehicle does not go through the equipment-based system, the system does not know your vehicle, let alone to generate a roadworthy sticker for you at the end of the day. It is going to begin in March.
Also speaking on the program, a road safety consultant and driver trainer, Kojo Bafo Asha, said the issue of corruption can also be checked if the complexity of services at the DVLA offices are broken down. On the issue of road safety, he called for the retraining of drivers as well as interpretation of road signs to the understanding of the ordinary driver.
The processes at DVLA itself, it is so complex that a simple issue like getting a provisional driver's license, for instance, you have to go do a photocopy, do this, room 1, room 4, the banking hall, then back to room 4, then this, then that, then capture, then eye test. Why? That's the question I ask. Why? If it's so complex, what it does, I feel, is it makes the people who are rendering the service feel so powerful. And the client, turns around and feels as if he's being done a favor, which is what I feel creates the Goro system. Because a lot of people are really hustling and they want to get on with their lives. They don't want to go and spend 4 or 5 hours at one place trying to get something as simple as a provisional driver's license. So therefore, if you get there and somebody says, I'll do it for you, your first human instinct is to, yeah. So you create the Goro system. And I think the government has this initiative with the National Drivers Academy to retrain drivers. And I'd like to suggest that a lot of private car owners should send their drivers to the National Drivers Academy to have them upgrade their driving skills. Number two, if we can create a system whereby, you know, you have international road signs, but we know the people we are dealing with. So we can create a system that is self-explanatory in the language we understand to run side by side with international road signs.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the re-registration of state vehicles as directed by